everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And it's a bonus episode, so we're just like super cash right now.
Yeah, it's like a real cash chill time.
We're just chilling out.
So here's what happened. As you heard a couple episodes ago, Josh is moving. So we're recording all of our hiatus episodes over the course of 2 weeks. Or over the course of the first month and then the rest of July.
You know, like when you take a break.
Yeah. Break. Well, we will be taking a break, but
after later.
So we're lazy.
Yeah.
So instead of thinking of new ideas, I was like, what? Give us ideas or else.
Or we'll get you.
And we got a lot of them.
All right.
And so we got two sets of ideas. So we got the first set the first time I asked, then we got a bunch more today. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to do any of the ideas, but also we're going to do all of the ideas because we're going to go over each of the ideas that were given to us. And tell you whether or not it's a podcast or not.
We had the idea to talk about the ideas.
Yeah. So some of them are not possible in the time frame we have. And other ones are too short to be whole episodes. And some are probably just fine and we could probably get a solid 30 minutes out of it. But we're just going to kind of go through everything everyone said. It's like a Q&A. But different.
But it's like a call and response kind of.
Yeah, exactly. So first idea comes from Benny from, y'all know Benny. Y'all know Benny from our By the Numbers episode, which I said I'm going to tweet about and then forgot to. Good job, Jake. Benny says, what do you have so far? You could get Riley to talk about their new game. Well, instead, when I asked this, we had already decided we were going to do that.
Yeah.
So we already did the game, as you heard. And also, it's very short notice. This is the second podcast we're recording today. We could not get a guest on.
No.
And keep our sanity. So
it's already like 20 to 10.
It's very late. This might get weird. next is from Janine at Janine Juliet. A discussion about the Sentai-inspired video game and anime, Beautiful Joe.
Never played it.
You never played Beautiful Joe?
I've never played Beautiful Joe. I know of it. It definitely looks more like an early Sentai than a Power Rangers adapted one.
It's kind of Kamen Rider-y. It's inspired by like tokusatsu more than specifically Sentai.
It's a beat-em-up, right?
It's a beat-em-up. You play a guy named Joe who gets his superpowers from like TV or something. I don't remember exactly.
Makes sense if he is beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. I remember playing it and it was very fun, and I cannot remember a lot about it. It's a little bit like Jet Grind Radio in that way. And then, like, I know I love Jet Grind Radio and Jet Set Radio Future.
But you just don't remember what you did.
Other than rollerblading and I think spray painting, I don't remember anything that happened.
Oh, and yeah, I've never played a Jet Set or Jet Grind or, you know, any of them.
Yeah.
But the logos themselves, you definitely spray painted.
For sure.
Game.
Also, at the end of the first one, the final boss was a guy who was being controlled by a punk rock album possessed by the devil, I think. Something like that.
Is that a Jet Grind Radio?
Yeah.
Or is that a Beautiful Joe?
In Jet Grind Radio, not Beautiful Joe. I don't remember anything about Beautiful Joe. I don't know if I played all of it.
I think Joe is an assist trophy?
One of the Smashes.
But he just like comes out and hits somebody. I wish I knew more about Beautiful Joe. Yeah. I wish I had played it when it came out on the Wii?
I think it was on the GameCube.
On the GameCube?
I think it was on the GameCube.
Didn't even have a download service?
Nope. I mean, you could play Phantasy Star online if you jacked it into the Ethernet.
Well, yeah, but you had to buy an adapter that plugs into the whole bottom of the system for that.
Yep.
Same thing if you wanted to play a Game Boy Advance game on it.
Yeah, you plug it into the bottom, you stick the game in there, then you plug the TV into it. You remember those portable GameCube TVs?
Oh, yeah.
GameCube is the best system ever
made.
It has
a handle on the back.
So you can carry it around. And they're indestructible because kids play with it. They drop them like you drop a phone.
That was me dropping a GameCube so you could see that you can't break it.
I mean, look.
I'm going to get that.
You've broken a phone by dropping it. You can't break a GameCube by dropping it.
This phone is cracked in two corners in the back and one corner on the front.
Yeah. You know, if you did that to the GameCube, nothing.
Nothing. It might be cracked, but it still worked. The phone still works.
They on X-Play, they tested the PS2, the Xbox, and the GameCube. They like dropped them from a big height. They dropped a heavy thing on them and hit it with a sledgehammer. Do you know which one kept playing games?
The GameCube.
GameCube.
It was designed to do one thing.
You could still close the lid on the GameCube after hitting it with a sledgehammer. They're beautiful. The best part about this question, Janine, is that I haven't thought about Beautiful Joe in a long time, and now I'm going to do some Googles to remember Beautiful Joe.
I wonder if that is available in any way on the Switch.
It might be. I haven't been on the eShop in a minute.
I haven't either.
I played some Breath of the Wild today.
I went on the eShop through Smash Brothers today to download the Fighter Pass.
Right, but not to the actual eShop.
Right.
I haven't played my Wii or my Switch. I haven't played my Wii in a minute. Haven't played my Switch for a little bit, except for to play Smash Brothers, which we played a little bit of today. But I also popped in Breath of the Wild for the first time because I found out that you can buy compendium pictures. So if you forgot to take a picture of all the blights, you can just go buy them once you beat the game.
I also started playing Breath of the Wild again because I want to be caught up when the sequel comes out.
Take pictures of the bosses.
Why? I can just buy them later.
I mean, yeah, but they're $500 each.
And you don't get to like frame it, yeah. Take a nice snapshot. I'm so early on, I have not even got the camera yet.
Well, you got some time then.
I just got to Hateno after I talked to Impa.
There are 48 weapons that I have not taken pictures of. I know I can't get a lot of them. Like, I can't get any of the like baby Lynel stuff anymore because all my Lynels are silver. And right. I only dropped the Mighty Lynel or the Savage Lynel stuff. So I didn't get a picture of like some of them, like the club.
That is something that Nintendo does that not a lot of people really seem to take notice or give credit to, is that they don't make missable stuff.
I mean, they do.
But you can buy the picture.
I mean, yes, I can buy the picture. Yeah, yeah
so
yeah.
Like you did not miss out on getting it. You have to get it a different way.
Yeah, and the only thing you really get when you finish your compendium, which I could probably just buy all the pictures, but now that I know I can buy pictures that I missed, I'm going to actually go through and try to find all the other ones, is you get like a thing in your inventory. Like you get a picture of a
picture of the compendium.
Of a young Sheikah girl. Like not like young, but like of like a, it's like a, you get like a pinup of a...
That's weird.
You don't get to look at it.
So your rewards in this game are poop and a pinup poster.
Yeah.
But that you can't look at.
Have you been to Hateno yet? Have you been to the Hateno lab?
There and I bought to where?
The Hateno lab.
I just got there. I need to light the furnace.
But you've met Pura?
Yes.
Okay. So you know the deal with her?
Yeah.
So she is like an adult who's like 100...
Yeah, I mean, I knew that from the first time I played too.
Right. And she's like, there's like a whole bunch of books that you can read that she's like, I did a thing, but oops, I turned myself into a 6-year-old. I think you get a picture of her as like a hot 20 something, but it's in an envelope and you can't look at it. You're just like, ooh, what's this? Could that be her? And then like, that's it. And I want it.
What a weird.
I got to have everything.
Well, then you need to take or buy the pictures.
I do. I'm going to have to.
I got there. I bought all the like Hylian armor and I dyed it green.
Dope.
So cool. I could look like Link to me.
That's fair.
So the hood and the shirt part are green and the pants are white.
I run around in a champion's tunic a lot of the time because you can see the health of monsters, and I like that a lot.
I haven't gotten the champion's tunic yet. If I switch to that, I would dye the hood blue to match it probably.
Yeah. I should do that. But then also I also run around in the Hero of the Wild outfit because I 100% of the game, so
right.
You know.
Have you used the amiibos to get the old Link outfits?
I've got a couple of them. I haven't been like diligent enough to get. So I have the pants of the wind, or I have the tunic of the wind, and the breeches of Twilight. I think.
I think I had like, this is on the Wii U version that I played like probably almost half the game on.
Okay,
and then I switched to the Switch.
Right, and then you're like, well, what's the point?
I ran out of all the Steam that I had.
Yeah.
But now I haven't played it in long enough that it's like
fresh again.
Yeah, it's like fresh again.
Yeah.
And now I have an eyelash.
You got several, I bet.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Play it again. It's fresh again. It's Breath of the Wild.
What were we talking about? What about Breath of the Wild were we talking about?
Pictures. Taking pictures. Compendium. Outfits. 100%.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Your eyelash was keeping all that memory in and you brushed it away.
What's the last thing you just said?
That I 100% of the game.
Right, okay, so we were talking about the amiibo stuff we had.
Amiibos, yes.
Yeah, so I think I had the
hey, that's, I'm gonna leave all of that in. That's just, so people listen to us. This happens so often.
It's a bonus episode, man.
What can I say?
You get a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So it was a cap of a cap of time.
Yeah.
I think I had the pants of the wind and like the boomerang from Wind Waker, maybe.
Okay.
Some weird mishmash of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go through and get... I just gotta, like... once a day, you can use it, you know?
Yeah.
So I just gotta, like, be more diligent about it. But now that I'm back into... Oh, I can take a bunch of pictures. I'm gonna do that.
Zelda Snap.
Zelda Snap. It's very good. So yeah, I'm probably gonna do that more. Next from Riley at Rev Rye Bread. Do you hear that? It sounds like Beetleborgs.
We did that. We did a Beetleborgs. You can go listen to it right now.
It's on the archive. It's in the bonus episodes.
That's all the Beetleborgs that we are gonna episode ever do.
Well, no. You said when we hit the $1,000, we will watch a couple episodes of Beetleborgs.
You're right.
So there's that.
So I mean, if you want Beetleborgs, if you want more Beetleborgs, more hot Beetleborgs content,
you gotta pony up.
Give us the cash.
Ranger Danger on their Patreon just watched the first two or three episodes.
Poor them.
And Michael was like, I can't believe this show exists. And then I was like, yeah, we did it. We did one episode for April Fool's and Josh refused to unless we get paid a lot of money for it. And then Michael said something that was buck wild. He said, you know, we watched, you know, 300 episodes of Power Rangers, right? Because they just finished In Space. And they've also done, I think, Dino Charge, Ninja Steel, and maybe they're doing Beef Morphers now. I'm saying Beef Morphers. It's easier. So they've done like 300 episodes, right? And he's like, I thought we were prepared. And I was like, well, there's a reason you were able to watch 300 episodes of Power Rangers, and there's only like 70 of Beetleborgs. Right. And he said, there are 88 episodes of Beetleborgs. And I was like, that's more, but still not a lot. But then the second paragraph was, that's more than the show Leverage, a show that rules, and The Middleman combined, another show that was canceled way before its time. And I was like, oh, that is a crime, huh?
Yeah, I think kids' shows just have a more accessible mass production.
Especially, you know, those Saban take the half the footage from another place shows.
And Beetleborgs was the first one they tried after.
It was the first spinoff,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just like...
It did the best, 88 episodes.
Yeah, we'll buy 88 of those. You can make 88 of those. It will. We'll see where it goes from there.
Well, the first season did pretty well. So, hey, Riley, I guess you're getting your wish. We're talking about Beetleborgs.
Can't believe you did this to me. I can't believe you tricked me.
The first season did moderately well, right? It did enough to get a second season. And there was the next season of B-Fighter Kabuto. I think that's what it's based on. Where they had the Metallics armor. So it's like the same style armor, the same three Beetles. But they're like, instead of being red, green, and blue, it was platinum, silver, and gold, right? But it was still like a stag beetle, a Hercules beetle, and a third kind of beetle, I'm sure.
There's a Goliath.
Maybe it's a Goliath beetle.
Those are the three main money beetles from Animal Crossing.
Rhino beetle. I don't know. So they switched over. The girl who played Jo, the red Beetleborg, who had super strength, she was in Casper Meets Wendy. She played Wendy. So she got her SAG card. Not allowed to be in
You're out of Beetleborg.
You're gone. So what they did was they had her, a magic spell hit her and made her look different. So the new actress. But then they cast a second magic spell to make everyone else think she still looked like the old Jo. So for like two episodes, people didn't think she was Jo because she looked different. Then they cast a spell to make it so everyone was like, oh, right, you're just Jo. Never mind. Nothing is different.
What
but to us.
What a weird way to do that instead of just being like, this is Wendy now, like any other show that recasts a character.
I mean, yeah, they could have just been like, this is Jo now.
Were they that worried that kids were going to call bullshit and be like, be like, hey,
that ain't Jo.
That's not Jo.
I remember seeing her in Casper Meets Wendy. No, I think what they were mostly worried about is that at that point they had already switched out Power Rangers and thought that maybe they accidentally made kids savvy to that.
Oh, maybe.
You know? So they had, and they can't switch her out because she's like a little girl who's like the sister of the other main character.
Could you imagine? And it only works for Jason, but could you imagine if they cast Steve Cardenas to play Jason? How different of a world we would live in?
I want to imagine it, but I don't know if I can. That would be so weird. Did you know that Mark Dacascos, who is the chairman on Iron Chef America, and he was the Crow in the Crow Show. And he's been in a bunch of stuff. He was Billy Dragon. He was not.
He was
the other dragon who wasn't the Party Five guy.
Right.
I don't know how I don't know the more famous one, but I do know Mark Dacascos' name. But he was in the new John Wick movie. He was originally cast as Victor in the Bioman pilot that never got. They like got made, but never got picked up.
Which turned into Jason, right,
Victor? Yeah, they ended up, that ended up being the Jason character. And then they kept that when they made Galaxy Rangers, but it was like the same name, but a different guy. And that obviously didn't go anywhere.
They tried to get the, much like this podcast, they tried to get it going a couple times.
Look, so we were just being very faithful to the source material, I think. Anyway, that's all there is about Beetleborgs. And then I told Riley, I was like, Josh does not want to talk about Beetleborgs. I've been trying for years.
I hate Beetleborgs.
It's good.
Flabber can suck it.
it's very bad. And I think that was, so it makes it good. But then Riley was like, what about early 2000s iconic show Beyblade?
All I can tell you about Beyblade is that the toys are back.
Let it rip.
They're spinny tops.
Let it rip.
And they bump it, much like the battle discs of Power Rangers.
Yeah, which I still have.
You just bump them into each other until one falls over.
Falls down,
they have stats and stuff, but guess what? None of that matters is tops.
It's just radical tops.
They're just shiny tops.
Here's the thing, though. Joke's on us, because Riley's Bionicle podcast is now a Beyblade podcast. So go check out Bed Bath & Beyblade.
I'm sure the show has, like, a story.
I don't know if it's about the show. It might just be about the lore of the toys.
Riley, please don't do your toy reviews.
The format works. It's not just them reviewing a toy.
Well, look.
We know your feelings on that. Morpheus said, watch the last episode, 000. We already did that. It's in the archives.
Yep.
If anyone has
that, right? You can stream that right now.
Right now. HeyJakeandJosh.com/MorphinGrid.
That's in the bonus episodes.
I think it's in the bonus episodes, yeah. Tanner says, make Keyblades based on Ranger seasons. Before you say no crossovers, you already gave them Mighty Morphin's Pokemon, so there's a precedent. I said, yes, but that's a very visual thing.
That predates the no crossover rule.
That predates
by a little,
my new crossover. Yeah, my not my new. It's very old at this point, but my no crossover rule. But also, like, it's a visual thing. We can't.
Okay.
So just real quick, like.
Yeah, so the top of the
I also said you don't know anything about Keyblades, really, but.
Look, I know half of the first Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, all right, cool.
I got to.
You don't know nothing, Josh.
I got through Wonderland.
You don't know anything.
I got through Wonderland.
That's like the second place you go.
I went to Pooh Town.
To Pooh Town?
It's like the Winnie the Pooh book you can go
into.
Oh,
yeah. That place sucks.
It's not like a world, I don't think. It's like a collection.
It's like an anthology.
Yeah.
That place sucks, though.
I don't know. That's all I remember. I remember being in Wonderland like forever and hating the video game because of it.
Shan says it's very easy to get turned around in there because it makes you think you need to do more than you have to do.
Okay, so the top of the handle, what if that looks something like this? Okay, and then the the long key part maybe looks a little bit like this. And then the teeth of the key, something a little more this way.
Wow.
You think that looks like the Mighty Morphin? You think that looks okay?
I think it looks exactly like the Mighty Morphin Keyblade. Hopefully that was good for you, Tanner.
I hope I didn't dunk on you too hard.
No. It's
that is something I think that could be done, but would require a little more design sense than I have.
Yeah,
for sure.
Same.
I'm a graphic designer, which is just arranging things on a page. It's not actually creating anything, so...
I don't do any of that. I have him, or I have you, or Shannon do all that stuff for me. Next from Deca Emergency at Deca Emergency. Super Sentai opening and or closing themes ranked just for the Power Ranger counterpart seasons you've watched. Or you could watch a random episode of Gal Ranger since you're starting Wild Force. We don't have time to watch anything.
Gal.
Andros Gal Ranger. Maybe next season for the rankings, we could rank Sentai theme songs.
Sentai themes? Those are all pretty good.
They're all pretty
dope.
The ones
I've heard are pretty good. I can't think of any of them right now, but I know the...
The Jetman one owns Bone, so we definitely put that in there, even though there is no Power Ranger counterpart.
What Sentai is Alien Rangers?
Kaku Ranger.
I think that one was pretty good.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
I like O-Ranger.
I've watched 10 episodes of that. I really should watch the rest.
You only watched 10 episodes of Kakuranger?
It was between 10 and 15, I think.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's the only season I've seen all the way through.
Yeah, and it was very good, which was surprising because that was the Alien Rangers.
Right? How did they make that? A big turd.
Only Saban.
Only Papa Haim. Next is from King of Doma. You could release a Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode to the masses.
No, those are exclusive.
They're exclusive and explicit and very dumb. You got to pay for them.
Yeah.
patreon.com/AJ and Josh, or maybe watch an episode of Hyperforce Roleplay Stream. It's like 3 hours. I don't have that.
Way too long.
Or revisit the 2017 movie Post Deep Dive. You don't know what Deep Dive is, do you?
Is that a YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's movies with Mikey. He and three to four friends, sometimes they have another guest on, they watch a movie that is considered bad and have to find things to love about it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard, you told me about this.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good show. Because a lot of times they're like, this movie's not bad. I don't know why the people think this movie is bad.
Right.
And so they watched Power Rangers without the, you know...
Context?
Not the context, but like the bias. Yeah, like I
The prejudice going into
it. Yeah, like I sit in Power Rangers twice a week, you know, and then another two times when I edit, like... We watch a lot of Power Rangers. We have like very clear opinions about a lot of things. And so when you watch the movie going in, you're like, this isn't what I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
But without that, like they're like just like honest opinions about how it is. Like that movie, like I completely softened on it. I was like, I should watch it again with fresh eyes. I haven't yet.
Here's the thing about that movie. We haven't done a proper episode on it.
No, we did commentary.
We did a reaction. Did we do commentary on it?
We did a commentary on it, yeah.
Yeah, but we have not done a proper episode about it.
Yeah.
And here we are 2 years after it.
Maybe next season.
Yeah.
If there's no
Wild Force
actors
movie.
In anything. Yeah. So stay that. Or play Battle for the Grid. I don't know how that would be on a podcast. I don't know if that would translate well to audio medium.
I don't know.
Also, I don't like fighting games too much.
Look, I don't either. There's like hard exception, and I don't like playing the game very much. I just like everything lore. About it.
And then Brandon said, "That's not a way." Says now's a great time to do a proper set on PR 2017. So again, maybe next season we will get to that. So then, 23 minutes, boom. That's all the first ones.
Okay,
we would not have had any time to do any of the things that anyone asked, right? Or I don't think it would have worked. So then I said, we still need more episodes. One more episode for the hiatus. It can't require too much watching/reviewing. Keep that in mind for later. So Riley says, first up, number one, Riley says, talk about Team Sonic Racing. Josh?
Okay. The game is fine. It's not what I wanted out of a Sonic Racing game.
Okay. You wanted...
I wanted Mario Kart, but like the Sonic version.
Just like the Sonic aesthetics around the same crisp, clean gameplay.
I have a lot of issue with the visuals of the game because like it looks fine, but in the context of going fast, the track gets lost to me a lot.
Okay,
because the backgrounds are so busy, and that's never a problem we've had on Mario Kart because it's so clear where you need
to go. So you're saying maybe you go too fast, like the backgrounds fly by too quickly.
That could be it. There's one course where like part of the track is just like this clear, wispy
hate that. I just got anxiety thinking about that.
So you can barely tell. And like the walls part of it is just like a little bump that comes up a little bit.
It's a little bumper.
And you can't tell you're
bumper.
Hitting it until you're hitting it. So, I mean, I wish the game straight up controlled like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I know it can't, probably for legal reasons, because the Mario Kart engine is the Mario Kart engine.
I mean, hey, just ask Nintendo if they'll make it.
Yeah.
They got just reskin Mario Kart.
It'll take
5 minutes.
I think it is limited more than it is benefited by the team gimmick.
Okay.
Especially in the roster. There's no reason for SBO, Charmy, Cream to not be here.
Right.
But they're not.
Charmy is the B, right?
The B, yeah.
Why isn't he with the alligator and the chameleon?
Because the chameleon's not in it either.
Why?
Because Blaze is...
The cat?
Yeah, Blaze the cat has... Who the heck is her technical one?
Couldn't that just be Cream?
Cream would go on Team Amy, but instead it's Four Chows in a trench coat.
Come on.
Cream, literally her gimmick is she has a chow named Cheese.
Cream and Cheese. It's right there.
I don't know who her...
Hey, Sega, I think there's a reason you folded. There's a reason we're not playing this on the Sega Switch.
So Vex the Alligator is Blaze's heavy.
He should be with
the hell else is on Team Blaze?
Is it Rouge?
It is Rouge.
She's not with Shadow?
No, she is with Shadow. Who the f- Hang on.
What a controversial game this is turning out to be.
Just show me the character select screen, please. Oh, it's f***ing silver.
That's just different Blaze.
I don't know.
I think this game is bull honky.
The roster is...
Also,
is
Sonic weak. Already runs fast.
There's 21 tracks, but like 4 of them are a casino. And I feel like... It should be like this track, do tracks based on zones, right?
Green Hill track, Green Hill, casino track.
And like, I know we would get a chemical plant track, but you know what? That'd be a fun ass racetrack.
If the water's constantly rising, you keep having to drive farther up. That'd be rad.
So I wanted a lot more out of Team Sonic Racing than I got. It is a $40 game. I don't know if I got $40 worth out of it. Mad. A lot of parts of it feel like a phone game.
That makes sense.
The cutscenes are just like voiceover still images.
It's the year of our Lord 2019, Sega.
It's literally a picture of Sonic and the voiceover, which sounds like dollar store Sonic, is like,
"You're too slow."
It's like, "I'm the hero and I go fast.
My name is Sonic and I like to go fast."
The only voice I like is Amy's.
Is Rouge weirdly horny?
Rouge is exclusively horny.
Okay. Yeah. Good. At least they kept that about her.
Yep.
All right. Well.
So that's Team Sonic Racing, y'all.
Team the racing Sonic is the racing.
The racing is fine. The game as a whole could be better.
I feel like by not, even if they just like did the teams better, like Victor, is Victor the crocodile?
Vector.
What's the chameleon's name?
Espio.
Espio. They had a whole thing.
They are
a team.
Team Chaotix.
Yeah.
And then you could just like.
And then, so then you got them. Then you got Blaze and Silver, and there's got like Were Sonic. There's got to be another Hedgehog or something running around.
I'm sure there's more heavies they could use.
Who's on? It's Rouge, Shadow, and Eggman? Or is it E103?
It's E103.
Okay. That makes sense because that's battle.
Yeah.
But then you can have like Amy and Cream, and who's her other person? Big. That would make so much more sense than just a bunch of.
That is literally Team Amy.
Yeah.
Amy, Cream, and Big is Team Amy. And they were like, what if it's Chow's?
What if it's Chow's? Then...
You guys want Chow's? We got Chow's.
No, I want Chow Garden.
It's
my
four
phone.
Chow's. It's a neutral Chow, an evil Chow, and a demon Chow, and an angel Chow, and Oma Chow.
What's Oma Chow?
The robot from Sonic Adventure 2 that like gives you hits.
Why isn't Neutral Demon and Angel Chow their own team?
Because how's one Chow going to drive a car? One needs to work the pedals. One needs to work the gears. One needs to work the steering wheel. Fine. Oma Chow needs to be annoying in the back.
Fine. Then it's four Angel Chows. Three Angel Chows. Three Devil Chows. Three Neutral Chows. One's got a monkey tail and bat ears. And one's got a big old snoot.
So here's what I would do. Make zones make racetracks based on zones and not just like
that seems like the most obvious layup ever, right?
That they
I don't
are.
Care about a jungle. I want to go to the jungle zone, but a racetrack.
Yeah,
ancient ruins. I think is what it was.
This is gonna be like I don't know if controversial.
Are we getting spicy?
This is gonna be a little spicy.
All right,
get rid of the cars.
Yeah,
let these suckers run. There's a mobile game. It's like the Sonic Forces mobile game is a racing game where the characters literally
run
a foot race.
That's the opposite of Mario.
And there's there's a game on the Sega Saturn called Sonic R, which is a Sonic racing game where all the characters run the race.
I mean, everyone like the obvious cry against that would be like Sonic and Shadow are extremely fast.
But like,
well, if you're willing to accept him getting in a car so he slows down, like maybe he could not go full throttle.
But if you play like Sonic 2,
he's not allowed to wear shoes.
If you play Sonic 2 as Tails, he's not that much slower than Sonic.
No. He'd be quicker around turns.
And he's got better handling.
He's got better items.
And Knuckles can break through obstacles.
Yeah.
And go off-road.
And bump you harder.
I don't know. I want more out of a Sonic racing game than I think I'm ever going to get. I was only going to be disappointed, but I still got it anyway.
Well, I'm glad you don't love it, and it's not going to be the only thing we talk about for 6 weeks. At the same time, I think that we hold Sonic to a higher standard than anyone else does, especially
anyone
Sega.
Because everyone else, like, if you go on the Sonic subreddit, they're all like, this game's really good. And I was like, I hate it. Even Riley, I think, was like, the game is good. And I was, I liked his tweet, but I did not reply to it.
Well, here we are. So next is from Cassidy. Cassidy's got two for us. Randomly generate a theme or themes and try to pitch a Ranger season based on it.
Is that kind of what we did with the game?
I think it's kind of what we did in the game. What are some like Ranger themes that you haven't seen that you would like to
look? I don't know. Power Rangers has done animals.
Yep.
They've done ninjas. They've done dinosaurs. They've done samurais. They've done cars. They've done space.
Yep. They've done big cats.
They've done big cats.
They've done
beef.
They've the beef monsters. They've done shapes. They've done a lot.
What is left?
I mean, they're just doing dinosaurs again already. That's the one's going on now because the last couple seasons did not sell as well as Dino Charge, whatever. Kyrieagers are like, dinosaurs sell well. Let's do dinos again, which is, I understand, but at the same time, maybe that's not the only problem with the series. I haven't been watching them, but I feel like, you know, you can kind of tell these things. Here's what I would like. Motorcycles.
Okay.
I know they got a whole thing with Kamen Rider, right? He's a dirt bike superhero. He's like a bug, but on dirt bike. That's awesome. But what if Power Rangers were based on motorcycles instead? It's just turbo, but motorcycles instead of cars.
So it's like a rad turbo.
Power Rangers Torque.
Ugh. I'm in.
That'd be rad, right?
Sign me up.
I mean, I have like a lot of ideas, but I plan on using them in something.
What
so.
Are the themes? That, like sports?
Sports could be cool. I don't know. The helmets would be pretty neat, right? Because you'd have
a baseball helmet, soccer, basketball. They'd have like the different like
the patterns and stuff. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
But what would the Zords be? Like, there's a Larry Bird Zord.
There's a Larry Bird Zord. There's a Mia Hamm Zord. There's
Cal Ripken. He's a good baseball guy, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you could go with Noma.
Yeah, there's a Noma Zord.
Noma. Then who else? What other? Football? Bortles. Blake Bortles.
Soccer. Did you do soccer already?
I said Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm. I was going to say the same thing.
The best one. Then you got, what other sport are there?
Tennis.
Serena Williams.
Or Andre Agassi.
He's not as good as Serena Williams is.
You think you're right.
Not that Nomar is the best baseball player.
Nomar's pretty good.
Nomar's pretty good. If I was going to pick a baseball player, it would be either A, Dave Ross, the catcher from the 2012. He retired in 2012, but or not 2012. 2016, whenever they won the series. Is that 16? Yes.
And the Megazord is Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. It writes itself. Bo knows, Josh. Bo knows. Anyway, baseball would be either Dave Ross, who was the catcher on the Cubs when they won the series because he rules, or Andrew Miller, the pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, because he's very handsome, has very long arms.
I have a very limited baseball knowledge. I know Big Poppy, David Ortiz, Noma.
I think that's because that's a joke between us and our friend Tony.
No, he was like very popular.
I know he was very big, but his popularity with us definitely lasted longer than with the rest of the world.
That's true. We would not be talking about him if he was not a joke.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken.
Mark McGuire.
Ken Griffey Jr. Barry Bonds. Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Babe Ruth would
maybe
be the
Babe
baseball.
Ruth is the Zord. Gretzky's the hockey Zord.
Oh, that's the Six Rangers hockey.
Because it's not a ball.
Yeah.
So his head is just a flat puck.
And then
he always makes hockey puns. He always says puck where he should swear, but it passes the sensor.
Because it's not a swear, yeah. I think Bo Jackson should still be the Zord because he did so many sports.
Yeah.
So who's their enemy? What's the opposite of sports? Like math, right?
It's just nerds.
A bunch of dorks. So my real answer is I've talked about this probably a dozen times. I have a comic idea that I'm learning how to draw, air quotes for. The series is classical elements, the fire, water, earth wind, water.
You said water, electricity. I think.
No, wind kind of covers electricity. It's heart is the fifth one, and the sixth ranger is void because like the fifth element that's not like you know human or whatever is just like void or quintessence. It's always like a weird one, right? It's like you know, something else. So like I went with void. And they would be fighting the periodic table of elements. So it'd be classical elements versus the periodic table of elements.
Right.
But they are so they but the classical elements are the rangers and they would be like science based. So it's like robots, but like a fire robot, you know, like sort of and the periodic table would be all like monster magic versions of those elements.
Yeah.
So like the putties would be helium or hydrogen because that's the first one. It's baby. It does nothing.
It's everywhere. There's like a ton of it.
Yeah. But then they're like, you know, like there'd be like the noble gases would be like a series of like noble, like a family of noble. It'd be like the Machine Empire, but they'd be like, you know, gases based monsters. I forget what one of them was, but I looked it up. And it was like, it's like a spectral green glow one. I was like, oh, well, that one will look like a ghost kind of.
Right.
So, but that's my real answer. But that's TM, TM, TM.
Yeah. Nobody can take that.
Don't take that one. I like sports versus nerds.
Sports versus nerds.
That'd be real good.
What is it? My Power Rangers what? What sports?
Power Rangers ball game. Power Rangers ballers.
Power Rangers total score.
Power Rangers jammers.
Jammers.
Pump up the jammers. Power Rangers.
Power Rangers point patrol.
Power Rangers point guard. That's only basketball.
Yeah.
Power Rangers big score.
Big score. Power Rangers big score.
Power Rangers big score. And then Cassie says, or speaking of themes, what would a Power Rangers theme park be like? Or modern video game, if you don't like theme park. I think we've talked about video game, what we'd want.
Yeah.
Half a dozen times. Theme park, though.
That's new. That's the new and exciting
one. That would be
one.
Rad. I don't know. I don't. I feel like I'm not deep enough in the theme park paint.
Turbo go-karts.
Turbo go-kart ride. There would have to be one ride that had 20 different versions of it, right?
Yeah.
like it's one of those like dark rides where like you sit on it and it takes you through and like there's like a screen and like there's monster, you know, but it would be completely replaceable with every single season.
Yeah.
So like, depending on what time you went on, you would get a different one.
Right.
It'd be prohibitively expensive. But this is where Blue Sky Imagineering.
I feel like you can't make this ride. You can't do it. It's right. Not safe. But something where the Dragonzord shoots you out of his fingers like a missile.
What if water ride, he's halfway in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You climb up to the top, you shoot out his fingers.
Yeah, it's like one of those like skeleton luge.
Yeah, it's the Geronimo.
On the
yeah.
bottom, you come out his fingies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Also, I would want the tram. There to be the Falcon Zord at one point, covering it up like it was broken, just like to get into the park. And I would like a roller coaster that just has the Megazord holding up two parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be very fun. I don't know what else. Hey, this is going to be a group project now. Use the hashtag Grid Park. Because the theme park would be called the Morphin Grid.
Let me check it. I don't think Grid Park is a thing, but let me look.
Double check. It seems very specific.
There is one tweet with the hashtag Grid Park.
From whom?
From 2015.
Okay.
Handle is at CAIO Fall. I don't know how you want to say that. It's in Spanish.
Okay.
Translates to thing that made the semester worth it. It is a link to a picture that is no longer there. So
okay. So use the hashtag Grid Park. And tell us what theme park rides you would like in the Morphin Grid theme park. The Power Rangers theme park, but it'd be called the Morphin Grid because like, that's like the whole thing, right? That's like what their whole thing is about. I'm trying to think of anything else, but
I'm trying to think of what if Turbo is the go-karts and it has to be.
Gotta be.
What is the bumper cars? Is that light speed?
Ooh, yes. I feel like light speed would be a like you get it'd be like a laser tag, like you get a backpack and a thing
yeah.
and you go into like a building, but like
there's two teams, there's the Rangers and the Demons.
Yeah. Or there'd just be like people playing demons in there.
Right.
And like you just go in groups of like five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or five or six. And like you'd be like, rescue the person, the thing, or whatever. You know?
There's a roller rink that is Kelsey
yep.
themed.
She's radical.
There's a mall in Massachusetts, and the only two like not store things they have is a roller rink and laser tag. And so those two things just like are
that's, together. That's not the one where we played glow golf, right?
No. It's in Amherst. It's the Hampshire Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts.
It's like right on the line, I think.
That's not over by Nashua, is it? That might be over by Nashua.
Maybe. I don't know. There's no, like
the Mall of New Hampshire's in Nashua. I don't know.
There's like,
I don't know.
There's maybe 12 storefronts in there. Six of them have stores in them, and there's roller skates upstairs and laser tag.
That sounds rad. Yeah. Hashtag Grid Park. Tell us your rides for any season, even if we don't know what it is, because obviously we're pretty limited in our scope. Next is from Matt Hoadley at Matt Hoadley. Design a Ranger team or pitch a Power Rangers tie-in of a different medium. Well, we did the Ranger team. Mm-hmm. So Power Rangers tie-in in a different medium.
What is that, like a like the Buffy comic? Like a continuation of a story that's not just a TV show spinoff?
Either that or like what's the like Bulk and Skull webisodes about, you know?
Oh, it's about them running a hotel.
Well, that didn't work. That didn't test well with kids, I guess.
I wish what had happened is that instead of being monkeys slash invisible,
we just saw them in the hotel. They got
a cop show on YouTube.
That would be good. I would like a... I don't know what it would be. I think it would have to be like some sort of phone game or something where I feel like we've talked about this. Or maybe we talked about it. Matt and I talked about it on something else. Where it was for... If we rebooted Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, it would be where the Rangers in the episodes, they would have things help them, like drones or something help them, like secondary Zords that weren't piloted. And on the phone game, when the episode was on, you could go into the specific levels for the new episode and you would pilot them and help out.
Oh.
But it wouldn't really correlate because one's filmed and one's, you know. But then, right. Like, whenever the show's not on, it's just you doing the same thing. It's you doing, like, right. You know, flying around, shooting at big monsters, something like that. Next is from Vigil, at Half Vigilante. How about designing your dream Ranger season? Theme Zords, Rangers, villains. I think that's kind of...
I think we kind of did that,
That's
yeah.
What, you know, big score. Cars, big score is.
That's the dream.
The dream. Next is from Sean.
Power Rangers Dream Team.
Oh. Yes.
Big score dream team is the second half of the season. That's like
yes. I actually had an idea for an off-brand Power Rangers. It would be, I didn't realize it at the time, but it's definitely more Teddy Teen Jelly Punch from Beverly Hills. Is instead of, there's four Rangers or four, you know, teenagers. They are CMYK because that's the colors everything is made up of. The bad guys come from the dream, like the dream dimension, you know. But it'd be a little bit, I think I told you about this. It would be a little bit like the Pagemaster, where there's like a horror bad guy who sends out horror monsters and a fantasy bad guy who sends out fantasy monsters and a sci-fi bad guy who sends out sci-fi monsters. And every episode would be them fighting one of these different monsters. And instead of going big, they would bring the heroes into its own dimension. So, like, there would be a dimension where, like, instead of having a Zord fight at the end, you would have a scene where it's in a pitch-black dimension, and this would be basically for filming. So, like, you'd have one big room that would be the dimension room, and every week you would just change out the set dressing. And, like, you put a bunch of trees in it, and now it's a Slender Man. You got to find Slender Man in his big tree, you know, in a lot of skinny trees or, you know, whatever. But you'd have to, like, get through this dimension that this monster controls to get to it to kill it at the end. So that is a literal dream.
Yeah.
Team. It's Power Rangers Dream Bruisers.
Also, Power Rangers Home Team.
Oh, Power Rangers Home Team's good.
And then the second part could be Home Team Advantage.
Yes. Yes. The finale of the first season is away. It's called Away Game.
Away Game. Away Game Part 1.
They don't have the home field advantage, and I don't think they win that one. Next from Sean at Sean_AFK. I think you guys, I think I've heard you guys say that you don't know much about the show going forward after Time Force. So maybe a predictions episode, like Wild Force predictions.
Here, okay, I got a radical prediction.
Yeah, hit me.
The Morphers. Hold on your butt.
Oh.
We've had what? A bunch of wrist Morphers. We've had belt buckle Morphers. Belt buckles. Keys. These ones. We're going to go off the page. They're just going to be like something weird, like sunglasses.
Okay, that's a little much. Bring it back. Maybe like a cell phone?
All right, maybe a cell phone.
What if the cell phone turns into a person, but at first it turns into an animal?
That's crazy.
And then it turns into a person. Then it turns into the Power Ranger. Are they the cell phones?
Huh?
Are they the cell phones?
I can't remember. I think Jungle Fury is the sunglasses.
Jungle Fury is the sunglasses.
Okay, so Wild Force is the Transformer cell phones. Hey, how come morphers are the hardest part to make cool now? What happened?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Wild Force.
I know a little. I know a couple things about Wild Force.
So I'm trying to think of what I could what a Power Rangers prediction would entail, other than they fight monster, they beat monster.
Right. What do you think? Where do you think their home base is?
Oh, I'm gonna guess that's in like a cave.
Okay.
They have a cave HQ.
Okay. Who do you think their mentor is?
I think I already know this one.
Do you?
Because it's the dog, right?
That's SPD.
That's SPD. Well, then I don't know this one. Maybe they don't have one, like Galaxy, Lost Galaxy.
I'll tell you right now, they do. Because I know the answer to both of these.
Ah. Is it? It's some kind of like... I don't know.
It's a zookeeper.
It's a zookeeper.
It's not a zookeeper.
Yes, and their base is the zoo. It's all coming together. It's wild.
Wild, of course. I know a little bit of it that I don't know if I could make predictions, because I know like the basic setup, because I've seen some episodes and Scoot watched it, and I watched a couple episodes myself.
Yeah, it's really hard because Power Rangers is like super predictable in that there's going to be a different monster every week. They're going to fight. They're going to kill it. They're going to get big robots. They're going to get better robots. They're going to get more toys as the season progresses.
Yeah.
But the
specifics of
the human parts of it could be anything.
Okay, how about this? I know a couple things about a couple seasons. Which season do you think the team's headquarters is a pizza place?
That sounds probably like RPM.
Okay. Wrong.
Drat.
Do you want to know the answer?
It's Wild Force.
Jungle Fury.
Jungle Fury. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to watch Jungle Fury.
They got dumb sunglasses. They got no belts. And they look naked.
And they're in a pizza place?
Yep.
Come on, guys.
All right. Next is from King of Doma at King of Doma. Rack's brain for a good 10 minutes. Got it. Do an outline for your own season. All six range. Oh, this is all the... I don't know if we don't have time to do a whole outline. We already talked about home team.
Yeah, we did home team.
Power Rangers home team. If anyone wants to draw Power Rangers home team, please.
Thanks. We did Power Rangers home team, and we did like a Power Rangers draft.
Yeah.
That covers like the actual Power Rangers part of that.
Oh, I definitely cut out all of the stuff of us trying to figure out why the Rangers are together.
Right.
That'll end up on Patreon sooner than later, but it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
We did get ugly over Power Rangers a little bit. A
little bit.
I yelled at David, and I felt immediately bad about it.
You should. I yelled at Scoot, and I don't feel bad at all.
He didn't deserve that. I'm sorry, David.
Next is from Morphed Figures at Morphed Figures. You and Jake sit down and review WCW Uncensored 2000. Well, first of all, we just said we're not doing review stuff. And second of all, that's like 3 hours of what will definitely be a bad pay-per-view because it's WCW in the year 2000.
Oh, what one is it?
Uncensored.
Uncensored.
It's like an NWO pay-per-view, I think.
Oh, why that one?
It's probably really bad, if I had to guess.
We don't do wrestling on podcasts.
Yeah.
We leave that for us.
That's for us. We'll talk about wrestling, but we won't do wrestling.
Right, but we don't do wrestling.
Yeah. Next is from Lewis at Boss LCA. It's not April Fool's, but what if you just pretend you watch something and make it up as you go, see who cracks first?
We did that with Riley's game.
We did that with Riley's game. So go see last episode. Also, that would probably be very hard.
Yeah. I think I pitched that as an April Fool's gag once.
I think
that we just make up a Power Rangers episode and just like we keep trying to outdo each other as it goes and see where it ends.
Maybe in like 3 or 4 years when people have forgot about this, we'll do that.
When I keep forgetting to put this on the archive.
Yeah. Because I don't like my whole April Fool strategy is don't tell anybody anything about it that we're going to do. Because the surprise is the joke more than anything.
Yeah, so if you make a suggestion and you make us talk about it, we can't do it.
It's probably never going to happen. There's never going to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! World Tour because too many people have said, when's Yu-Gi-Oh! World Tour?
Never.
Never now. Also, Shannon hates card games. Don't think we can get her to play it.
How would that even work? It's already a card game. How do you make a tabletop game out of a card game?
Well, you'd play it more like the TV show where there are no rules and you just say a card and, it's got a magic power that it never had anywhere else.
But you still need to have a deck and play a card game.
Yeah, you just make it up. You just be like... Because like, I know enough Yu-Gi-Oh cards that I could literally make up 100 decks off the fly, right? But like if you said like Grand Gazebo, the Buttmaster, that's probably close, right? Like how is that... How is that like different than Soggy the Dark Clown?
Grand Gazebo the Buttmaster.
Yeah, or like the Buttress Master, you know?
Soggy the Dark Clown is a real one.
Soggy the Dark Clown is a real one.
Grand Gazebo is not.
Grand Gazebo is not.
If you said just Grand Gazebo, I'd have bought it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good trap card.
Grand Gazebo might be a monster with an effect like... automatically tap or put your opponent in defense mode.
Oh, but see, now you've activated my trap card. See, we're already doing a tabletop
right now.
See,
we're doing that. Yeah, yeah. But then I could be like, I play Mirror Force, and you'd be like, no.
Oh, no, that activates your trap card.
My trap card is Mirror Force, and that's the best trap card. Well, you'd be like, well, I play... My trap card is Inverted Mirror Force, and that might be one.
And it's only activated when you play Mirror Force, and then I steal your Mirror Force by reflecting your mirror with my mirror.
I gobble it up, and I spit it back out
at
you.
I show your mirror my mirror, and they cancel each other out and implode and cease to exist.
Boom. No.
No mirrors.
No mirrors. I think it's possible, but we'll never do it because we just talked about it. So
also, I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of dumb.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh! How dare you? How dare you?
What we just talked about, I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of dumb.
How dare you? There's a guy named Bandit Keith. He's an American.
That sounds stupid.
He's got a headband. He's got a bandana on.
That sounds like the dumbest
American
thing
flag.
I've ever heard.
He brainwashes people.
Does he shoot a gun?
Maybe in the uncut. Not the 4Kids dub. The bad guy's name is Maximilian Pegasus. In the first season, he brings you to Duel Island. You go there, you do a duel tournament. When you see someone, it's like Pokemon. Like if you lock eyes, it's like, we got a duel now.
You got a duel, and then you pull out your big fucking pizza box wristband.
That's not until the next season, where they go to Duel City. Duel Island.
What's the next one?
No, I'm not done yet. So Pegasus, you're on Duel Island with Pegasus, right? And you do this tournament to see who fights Pegasus. And you got these big wrists that have stars in it. When you fight, you wager stars, blah, 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 blah. There's big, like, arena, like, I don't know. I'm not going to guess how big they are. But they're big things where you stand on them, and then you put the card down, and it appears, and they fight, and you can see it, right? So you're not just, like, playing cards. That would be very boring for a TV show,
yeah.
For a card game. A TV show. But... when you beat everybody and you get to Pegasus, he can cheat because he has a millennium eye, and that is an eye from ancient Egypt that's one of 12 millennium items that each have magic powers related to the card game Duel Masters. His lets you see what cards you have.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is very dumb.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is awesome?
I think it's very dumb, actually.
I think you're very dumb, actually.
I'm at least Spinal Tap dumb.
Next, and this might be the last one, is from Alex at Blue_Thunder. Review the podcast Champions of Earth, which is a more of an adult themed Power Rangers, more of an adult rated Power Rangers themed RPG actual play. That would be weird because we're a podcast.
Yeah, a podcast, reviewing a podcast feels weird to me.
It's a little bit snaking its own tail, a little bit crapping where you eat. A
little bit.
You know?
Also, we would have to listen to it.
We'd have to listen to it and review it.
And...
it just said no reviews.
And you described it as an adult Power Rangers podcast.
It's
and
Power
so
/ Rangers, the podcast.
So in the back of my throat, there's a little vomit.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it actually is. But whenever something is described as adult or more mature...
I immediately
it's just,
think...
There's killing in it.
I immediately think there's like blood and titties.
Yeah.
Like, that's all the difference.
And I'm not here for that.
And, like, that doesn't mean the story is
That doesn't good. Mean it's good just yeah. because the Pink Rangers flop out.
Right, like, yeah. Like, that does not a good story make, you know?
No.
So, we got one last one from Lucas at LAC062. Banter on nothing in particular for 45 minutes.
Hey, we did it.
How about we give you 57? All right. That's it. It's going to do it for this week. Next week, we're doing the Morphies. And then the week after that, we are watching Scorpion King 2, Scorparter, starring Lucas.
Yep.
Michael Copan? Is that his name? I think so.
Sounds right.
So that'll be 2 weeks. Like I said, Morphies. By the time this goes up, we've already recorded the Morphies. We're recording in 2 days. I'm going to tweet about it. Hopefully, we got enough categories.
If not, we'll do it anyway.
If not, we're gonna
a short one.
Yeah, we're gonna look at what we got last year. We're gonna do a bunch of old faves. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time,
may the power protect you. Your couch is eating me.
That's Scoot's couch. Don't blame that one on me.
This couch.
This one has my butt groove in it. So that's how you know it's mine.